Welcome to today's edition of Science Today. A lot of people have been claiming recently that the climate is changing, but is that really true? I'm joined today in the studio to discuss this question by Mark Pontin. Mark is in an excellent position to answer our questions because he is the head of statistics at the World Climate Organization, an international meteorological institution with headquarters in Switzerland. So, Mark, do people's claims of climate change have any foundation?
Well, yes, they do. A whole series of very unusual weather phenomena have been noted over the last month, which certainly do suggest some fundamental climate change. In the States, for example, there were more tornadoes last month than in any preceding month since records began. The country experienced an extraordinary total of 562, leading to the deaths of 41 people.
There have been similar things all over the world, though, haven't there?
Yes, indeed. India, for example, is one of several places in the world to have experienced particularly high temperatures over the last month. At 45 degrees, these are from 2 to 5 degrees above what would normally be expected at this time of year. Sri Lanka, on the other hand, has experienced some unusually heavy rainfall. This led to flooding and landslides and a large number of deaths. The country's economy is expected to suffer seriously as a consequence.
Has anything special been happening in Europe?
Well, yes. England and Wales have had remarkably strong winds, and Switzerland has been enjoying an amazingly hot spell. The country's not had such a heatwave since the mid-18th century.
So, are these just one-off phenomena, or is it possible to make some general conclusions about what is happening to the world's weather?
I think we can safely draw two conclusions about what is happening, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. First, temperatures are certainly getting generally hotter. This tendency has been particularly noticeable over the last 3 years. But it is a trend that's been observed for over 30 years. However, at the same time, the weather is not as stable as it used to be. Extreme and unpredictable weather events seem to be happening with increasing frequency.
Could you tell us if there's some kind of timescale connected with this?
That is the end of part 2.